Rare Earth Battle. Hillary Clinton, U.S. Secretary of State, has called for the U.S. and its partners to reduce their dependence on China's production of so-called rare earth in some of the most forthright comments on the topic by a senior American official. But she welcomed a statement by Beijing on Thursday that it will not use its sway over the market as a bargaining tool with other economies. China made that announcement after Mrs. Clinton decided to visit the country on her prolonged Asian tour. She is due to meet Dai Bingguo, State Counselor for Foreign Policy, in Hainan Island on Saturday. Rare earths are used for high-technology products such as precision-guided weapons and hybrid cars. Beijing dominates the market with some 97% of production, even though it has only 36% of world reserves. This year, it has cut export quotas, increased duties, and has been accused by Tokyo of choking off Japan's supplies, an accusation China has denied. The Obama administration has also been looking into reports that China had halted some shipments to the U.S. The entire world has to seek additional supplies in order to protect the important production needs that these materials serve, Mrs. Clinton said at a meeting in Hawaii with Seiji Mahara, Japan's foreign minister. These are elements that are critical to industrial production, not only in Japan and the U.S. Her comments come at a time of strain in U.S.-Chinese ties over issues such as Beijing's renminbi policy, its subsidies for green energy, and U.S. efforts to deepen cooperation with many of China's neighbors in Southeast Asia. Mrs. Clinton added that the current focus on rare earth served as a wake-up call that being so dependent on only one source risks disruption through natural disasters or other kinds of events.